Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's show is a bonus show. We're not emailing out. This is just an extra show that I'm doing to help kids. And I think parents would love that. And the schools and the coaches, I hope so. But today's show, the topic is our third team, All-Louisiana offense team, South. We've done the third team, North. We've done the second team, South. Just if you haven't heard those, just listen to any of the podcasts. They're labeled. Wherever you get your podcast, you can go to Podbean for ours. But we have all the prior teams on our prior podcasts. And just so I'll explain it each time because we might have new listeners. The third team, All-Louisiana team, offense for South Louisiana is basically Lake Charles down, Lake Charles back to Lafayette down, which includes the Houma, Lafourche, St. Tammany, Tangipahoa Parish, Lake Charles, Lafayette, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Metairie, Kenner, the whole southern part of Louisiana. What do we consider North Louisiana when it comes to football? Basically, when you get to Bunky going up, and then getting into Alexandria. That's how we cut it up into north and south in the middle. Today, there are a lot of kids. We're not going to be able to spend a ton of time on kids because if we did, the show would be 9 hours. So to get this show into an hour and a half or even longer, we're not going to be able to spend a ton of time, but I hope you appreciate that we're doing this. These are kids that aren't getting any pub. Some of them aren't. Some are. Some you're never going to hear about before. Today you're going to know who they are, and that's what the show's about. But these are kids that I've seen play over the last 3, 4 years, 2 years. Some of them are new guys. Some of them are just first-year starters that I watched on film. And believe it or not, I watched a lot of film. A lot of film. This has got to be dedication. I do love it. I went to 20 games this year. Usually I go to 100, but I watched over 175 games on Huddle this year, full games, because of my friendships with coaches around the state going on 30 years. And between that and the 20 games, I watched everybody but basically three high schools. I'm down to three high schools out of 300 that I haven't seen full game film, either in person or on tape. So I can give you a true opinion without saying, oh, I've seen 10 schools or 30 schools or 50. No, I've seen 297. Doing it since 1991. We're going to go ahead and start with our third team, All-Louisiana team, South offense. Our first positions, quarterbacks. You got to start with quarterbacks. And the first guy, these are not in any order, just so parents understand. Everybody's equal on these teams. Nobody's ahead of someone else. We just have to talk about somebody first. There's no star rankings. And these teams are only on our website. This is not in the magazine. A lot of people are getting confused. The second and third teams are, this is something we've done since September. September is when we did the preview issue. But if you want to get the preview issue, you can go to our website, lafootballmagazine.com, and get a South and North, actually hardback copy. I think a lot of people haven't seen the magazine and they don't understand. That's why I'm pointing that out again. But the second and third teams are on the podcast and the website only. So if you're trying to order a magazine, now these kids are in the magazine, most of them, unless they're brand new players. But you can read about everybody I'm going to talk about today if you want to get a magazine. But again, the second and third team will not be in a magazine because it was printed back in September. This was done recently, what I'm doing today. We're going to start with quarterbacks. Our first quarterback that I like a lot, who's really got a cannon arm, if he was 6 foot tall, everybody in the country would want him, and that's Jacob Clark from Sulphur High School. I think he's an amazing player. He's 5'10", about 180, 175, great arm. I think he'd be a D3 superstar. Another quarterback that caught my eye this year, I saw him last year. I saw him as a freshman, by the way, when he was a freshman 4 years ago, Dale Martin from North Vermilion. I think he's a heck of a quarterback. He's not rated. Again, who cares? I'm putting that out there today. But Dale Martin's about 6'1", almost 6'2", about 185. He's got a cannon arm. He's tough. I think he's a 1AA guy. Just nobody knows about him. I love his command of the offense, his ability to throw on the run, his tight spiral balls that he throws. And he's tough. He's a strong kid. Another kid that I like a lot, he's a first-year starter, is 6'5", 215-pound quarterback Brock Welch from North Shore High School in Slidell. Brock is a guy who's a pocket passer, not a dual guy, but a guy that's got a cannon arm, and you could tell if you just another year he would be phenomenal. So maybe he could go to a junior college or a prep school, work on his game, sharpen everything a little bit. Another quarterback that I like a lot, I think he falls in that D2 or 1AA range. If he went D3, would be a star, is Kendall Sampson from St. Aug. You know, Kendall's about 6 foot tall, about 180. I think he's the best quarterback at St. Aug in over 25, 30 years since I've watched St. Aug over the last 30 years. Might not be the most talented guy, but he is the best quarterback that I've seen play at St. Aug in almost 30 years. Great arm, great leader, great touch on the ball. I think he would be great for 1AA schools in Louisiana. He would be a great Southland Conference quarterback. He's a pure throwing quarterback. Just, you know, he's 6 foot tall. I mean, here's a guy that's thrown for over 3,000 yards and 30 touchdowns combined 2 years. Not a lot of stats, but they run the ball a lot too. More of a balanced offense. Another quarterback that's done a great job his senior year and junior year and played as a sophomore is Andrew Naquin from Hanville. 6'2", 185. I think he's a great leader. He's a smart kid, very cerebral. Just needs to work on his passing game, just work on getting his arm stronger. But I think he's a very good quarterback for the D3 level, maybe D2. Or maybe a 1AA walk-on. Andrew, you know, had close to 2,500 yards total combined the last 2 years throwing. Close to 25 touchdowns the last 2 years combined. He's quoted as saying, "When I choose a school, I'm first considering how well aligned I am to that university academically." He's also quoted as saying to us, "I would also try and develop a close connection with the coaching staff early on." He's also a 3-year starter for the track team. And what impresses me, he squats 465 in the weight room. Another quarterback in New Orleans for Holy Cross that I think is a sleeper is John Wooten. He's 6'3", about 200. He's really started only a couple of years, but he's done really well. He's got a good arm. It's good feet in the pocket. And I think he's a year away from really being polished, which is a compliment to kids that aren't quite polished yet, meaning they're still raw. In 2019, he threw for over 2,000 yards and 21 touchdowns. He likes Southeastern and Northwestern State, and he's quoted as saying to us, "I'm looking for somewhere that runs the spread and likes to throw the ball." I don't blame you. In the weight room, he's pretty strong, squats 310. He likes to fish, and his favorite player, who would have guessed? Joe Burrow, LSU, currently the Bengals. Another quarterback that I like a lot, who I just think is a gamer, he's a leader, he's a good athlete, Bennett Clement from West Feliciana High School, 6'1", about 180. He's a 3-year starter this year. He had a good year for him with a young team. I like Bennett a lot. He's committed to LSU Eunice in baseball. And I think he's got a great career in baseball. He would like to play football. I know Louisiana College has called him. His grandfather, Don Norwood, was part of the 1958 LSU National Championship football team. And his grandfather played for the Denver Broncos and Boston Patriots, while his aunt Maggie Norwood played volleyball at LSU. That's some good history, some good genes. Another quarterback that I like a lot is Gunnar Guerin from DeQuincy. He made this list because he's just a heck of a football player, 5'10", 170. Might be pushing 5'11 now. His stats in 19, he had over 2,600 yards passing, 24 touchdowns, about the same this year. I think this kid could be a safety, a receiver, or a quarterback at a D3 school. He's a gamer. I love his game. He models his game after Drew Brees. He loves to go boat riding, fishing, and hunting. Another quarterback that I love a lot, I think he's a great kid, he's probably the biggest quarterback in the state, is John Walker from A-Meet. John's about 6 foot, about 230. He looks like a linebacker, runs like a fullback, and has a cannon arm. He's built like former Tulane running back Gerald Soule, that was a quarterback at Baker when I was growing up, Baker High School. He's quoted as saying us, his coach Powell is quoted as saying us, John has a good pocket presence, good feet. He's the fourth strongest player on the team. He's more of a pass-first type quarterback, even though he's pretty mobile. I agree. I think he's a pocket passer, and he studies a lot of film, likes Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers. Another good quarterback that's a sleeper in Louisiana for D3 schools or D2 is Jacob Mount from Leesville. 6 foot, 200-pound quarterback, tough kid. Had a chance to watch this kid over 3 years. He's quoted to us as saying, what I'm looking for when choosing a college is home and a place where I can come in and compete and receive the best education for my future. His favorite NFL player is Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs. Big-time player. 5,000 yards total offense prior to 2020 and has over almost 100 touchdowns for the Leesville Wampus Cats. Another quarterback that that's evolved into a great player. He went from being a basketball player to a football player from his freshman year basically to his sophomore year is Dylan Morocha. From Episcopal, 6'3", about 195, 200 pounds, has a cannon arm. He's committed to UAB. And he's quoted to us as saying UAB was the right school because it checked off so many boxes for me. It's a great city. I agree, Birmingham's a great city. Has a large student enrollment and offers areas of study that interest me. He's got a great, great command of the offense. He was one of the reasons Episcopal was so phenomenal this year with their great season in 2020. His favorite player is Deshaun Watson with Clemson and now the Houston Texans quarterback. He's also a long jumper, high jumper, and triple jumper for his track team. And he plans to major in business when he goes to UAB. I think Dylan's going to be a big kid. He's going to probably be about 220. Might end up being 6'4". He's got a lot of ability. I don't think he's hit his ceiling yet. I think he's still getting there. I don't think he's blossomed, which means he has more talent to show. Once he gets about 215, 220, 6'3", 6'4", he's 6'3 now, but he's got a chance to be even really better. Another quarterback who is a big-time player that I've seen play is from Lafayette High School, Zane Sonye, who's about 6 foot, 205, heck of an athlete. He's also a highly recruited baseball player, can run a 4.65 40. Big-time player, threw for almost 2,000 yards in 2019 and ran for over 700 yards this year. Has accounted for over 30 touchdowns in 2 years. He's committed to play for LSU Eunice in baseball. I think he's going to be an LSU baseball recruit when he's done. He has a 4.1 GPA in the classroom. And he squats 385 pounds. Another quarterback that I like a lot is Arnold Little from Lusher Charter in New Orleans. Arnold's a phenomenal player. I don't know why he's not ranked. 5'11", 185. That might be the reason with a lot of these coaches. But, man, when I watched Lusher play this year, Lusher Charter out of New Orleans, this kid can throw the ball, man. He's got a cannon, and he can run. And he doesn't try to run. Like, he runs if needed, and he's really good at it. Arnold Little's a four-year starter. And he makes everybody look slow, and he's got that touch, too. I think Arnold Little would be an All-American 1AA. Another quarterback that had a great year this year under the radar is Jalen Lathers from Terra High School in Baton Rouge. Jalen's 6'3", about 190. Jalen has a cannon arm, and he's a late bloomer and with a lot of talent. A lot of talented quarterbacks in the state. This is the third team. We've already done the second team and first team quarterbacks. there's plenty of quarterbacks for our schools and colleges in Louisiana, and there's too many, actually. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk about the athletic position, athletes in Louisiana, our third team, all South Louisiana team, one of the most gifted positions for a kid. I'll put them there, not necessarily because they play that position in high school, but they can play multiple positions in college. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Today's topic is our South Louisiana third team offense. There's a lot of talent on this team. There's going to be more even on defense when we release that next week. But we're going to start with athletes, the position, the athlete, A-T-H-L-E-T-E. Justin Hudson from Landry Walker in Algiers, Louisiana, by New Orleans. This is a kid who's played a lot of DB in his career. He's played quarterback. He could play linebacker. He's a transfer from Salmon High School in Slot L, where I watched him play to begin with. He's a phenomenal athlete, 6'2", 215 pounds. Has an offer from Tennessee State, and he committed to them. He's quoted as saying us, he committed to Tennessee State because of the relationship they kept with me and the love I was getting from each and every day from them. I love the program and the staff. I think he's going to be a super player in college. Another great under-the-radar athlete from Catholic High Baton Rouge, Landon O'Connor, who's actually rotating now with the freshman quarterback at Catholic, and I think he's a great receiver prospect for the next level, a slot receiver. He runs about a 4.6 40 and has had many D3 offers this year for football. Another great player that I watched on film under the radar, an athlete from St. Edmunds in Eunice, a kid by the name of Nick Fontenot. Nick's got great hands. He was born to play slot receiver. He's a 4.6 guy, 4.5 guy, 5'10", 165, just a gamer, man. He can play the game. If Nick Fontenot played for Evangel Christian or West Monroe or Catholic High or Ruston, he would be recruited a little bit more. Today's show is going to help him out. Lorville, I've got this kid on this team because he's just a phenomenal football player. Jalen James from Lorville. All 5'4", 5'3", 135 pounds, nose guard, running back. Jalen, just keep up the good work. This guy is unbelievable. You got to take in a Lorville game to just understand. When you play nose guard and you're 135 pounds, 5'3", and you dominate, you're special. And then you go back in the game as a running back on offense. He's the best player pound for pound in the state. And definitely the best player in the state under 150 pounds. And he's only about 5'3". He might be 5'2". Another great player from West Jefferson High School on the West Bank of New Orleans is Antonio Gayden, 6'1", 180. Phenomenal DB, phenomenal receiver, runs 4.5 in the 40. Another great player in Brobridge, Louisiana, Cohen Boyd, K-O-H-E-N Boyd, 5'8", 165, could be a slot receiver, could be a running back, could be a corner, can run. Another great player from E.D. White and Thibodeau, Branton Vicknair, 5'9", 175, and this guy is all full throttle. Branton is phenomenal on the field. He's the best player, I think, on the team. He's played defense, he's played offense, he's played running back, he's played DB, he's done it all. He can run a 4.5 or better in the 40. I think he's a 1AA maybe walk-on or D2, D3 star. Another great player is Tavion Falk from Carencro, the nephew of Kevin Falk. It's Kevin Falk's sister's son. Here's a big-time player, man. He doesn't just have the Falk name, but he's the nephew of Kevin Falk, who's at LSU now, former LSU Hall of Fame running back. He runs a 4.5. He started at quarterback for 3 years. He could be a receiver. He could be a running back, a cornerback. I still think he's getting better and better every year. He's committed to Stephen F. Austin currently. And his quote is, "I'm committed to Stephen F. Austin because of the relationship I have with coaches, and I feel that they are going to find the best place for me on the field and off the field." He's also a great baseball player for Karen Crow High School. Another great player as an athlete is Shaquille Woolridge, not Shaquille O'Neal, but Shaquille Woolridge from Kentwood, who's 6'1", 195. Shaquille's got a great frame. Seen him play a few times. I think he'll play right away in college. He's definitely 1AA. He could be a D1. He runs the 200 meters in 22 seconds and 100 meters in 10.9. He likes Southeastern and ULM and doesn't have an offer from either one of them, but I think he will in the end. Another great player from Livonia is Avery Walker. He's a very poised athlete, quarterback for the team, but he's more of a receiver for college or cornerback or safety. He runs a 4.5, and he's a great leader. Another great player from Northwest in the Opelousas area, Devin Davis. Devin, I've watched for 4 years. He's a big-time playmaker. He really has fun. He's fun to watch with the ball in his hands, making great moves in open field. He's one of them legit guys that runs 4.6 but looks 4.4. He can play any position on the field as a skill player. He loves Jerry Jeudy with the Denver Broncos, formerly of Alabama. Another great player at a small high school from Ville Platte is Jay Kalon Roberts. He's a basketball player learning the game at 6'2", 170, runs a 4.5. He's also the kicker for the team. Another great athlete is Damian Alexander from Booker T. Washington in New Orleans, not Shreveport. There's two of them, but in New Orleans. 5'11", 170. He's gotten offers from Austin Peay in Southern Arkansas, Prairie View Academy, Prairie View College, and Lamar. He's committed to Lamar, and he's quoted as saying, "It's the best opportunity where I can become what I want to be later in life." He models his game after Jair Alexander with the Green Bay Packers. He's also really good in track. Another great player from Carver in New Orleans, Jaim Patterson. Great, great. He's a quarterback for the team, but he can do it all. I think he's a safety in college or a receiver. It's his first year to start. 4'6 kid. About 195, 200 pounds. Tough kid. His dream college is LSU. He's going to major in business or real estate in college. His idol is DeAndre Hopkins. Not a bad one from the Arizona Cardinals. I wanted to say Houston Texans, but Arizona Cardinals. Another great player is Darren Labitt from Riverdale. He's a quarterback that moved from linebacker his junior year. He's the point guard for the basketball team. He runs a 4.5 40. He's a great player. I think he's a corner or a receiver for college. Darren is incredible, man. He's 5'11", like I said, almost about 190. He's going to major in sports management in college. He's thrown for over 1,500 yards his junior year and ran for over 800, similar in 220. He's also been offered by Carthage College, a D3 NAI school. Another great athlete is Albert Quest from St. Augustine. This guy can run, man. He's got warp speed. You know that kind that just when he runs, it's like you can't even see him. He's got that Trenton Holiday speed who used to play at LSU. He runs a legit 4.4. I like the kid a lot. He's a good player. Not a big guy, you know, 5'6", 5'5", about 170. Phenomenal player, though. Another great player that I want to talk about as an athlete is Kadarius Mark from Franklinton. Not Franklin, but Franklinton in Tangipahoa, St. Tammany area. Kadarius Mark runs a 4.49 in the 40. He's played receiver, corner, and safety for his high school. 6'1", 180. And he's quoted as saying us, I'm looking to get better in college and be better off the field. I like this kid a lot. Super big-time player. Terrence McGee came out of there. The Taylor brothers, Brandon Taylor, Curtis Taylor, that played at LSU. Another player is Reggie King from Scotlandville in Baton Rouge. Reggie is, 6 foot, about 185 pounds, a big-time sleeper, as a slot receiver, corner, or kick returner with 4 or 5 speed. I think he's one of the best kick returners in the city of Baton Rouge. As a receiver, he had over 60 catches combined the last 2 years and over 1,500 yards receiving combined. He's received offers from McNeese State, Grambling State, and Prairie View A&M. He committed to Prairie View A&M August the 11th. He's quoted as saying us, my twin brother intends to go to school in Texas, and I want to stay close to him. I also have a teammate that goes to Prairie View. And they were my first offer, so they were the first to shoot to do it. So that's good. Another sleeper who didn't get to play a senior season at Washington Marion was going to come out and be a new player from the basketball team, and I want to promote him, Braylon Turpin. 6'2", 205, runs a 4.5, wide receiver, D1 player. Hopefully a college will see this kid and go talk to him. He's a steal. Another player from St. Augustine in New Orleans is Keelon Pritchett, who's a running back for them, but I think he could be a corner or a slot receiver in college. His first year to play a lot because last year he was hurt. Another great athlete from Franklinton, another one is Cornelius Dickerson from Franklinton. He likes Tech, Southern, and Southeastern, plays basketball, runs track. His hobbies are gaming, spending time with family. Another big-time player that I want to put at the athlete position is Ty Fusile from Kinder, a linebacker and running back for his team. Runs a legitimate 4.5, 8.40, and he's tough. Man, this kid's tough. He's strong, too. He squats 465 and cleans 300. He loves UL. They haven't offered him, but he loves UL. And he's quoted as saying, what I'm looking for in a college is a good medical school so I can pursue my dream, my dreams of being a physical therapist. Another great player from Westgate in New Iberia is Kavion Spears, 5'8", 170. He runs a 4.4540. I got a chance to see Kavion play this year for the first time. He can play for any 1AA school in America, in my opinion. Another great player, brand new starter this year, first year to start from McDonough 35 in New Orleans, Rashad Bester, quarterback, 6'1", 204. But really could be a linebacker or a receiver, a tight end, a running back, could be a quarterback. Just played 1 year and looked great. Saw him play. Another player from the New Orleans area is Kerry Fields from Helen Cox on the West Bank. Kerry's 5'10", 170, a 3-year starter with 4.5 speed. I like he's tough. Another player from the New Orleans area is Esco Bickham from Booker T. Washington. You might have seen him on ESPN playing Newman during the season. Newman High School. Esco's a quarterback, but he's really a tight end for college. And he's only played about a year of high school ball. He's 6'4", 220, lean, a lot of ability, but he's going to be a big tight end to me. He played quarterback for the team. Another great athlete from Parkview Baptist in Baton Rouge, Andre Haynes, 5'9", 175. Andre is a big-time player for them. He runs a legitimate 4.5 in the 40. Could be a corner, could be a slot receiver in college. Missed most of his junior year, but had a great senior year for Parkview. Another small kid that I think is phenomenal. Oh, he's a great player. I've seen him play over the last 4 years. Is Josh Taylor from Bugaloosa High School. He's 5'5", 150, might be 5'4". He ran for 2,000 yards in 2019 and over 22 touchdowns. This is a guy with 4,000 yards rushing in 2 years. He's special. Hopefully somebody will give him a chance. Another player is Jermaine Gilliard from East Jefferson High School in New Orleans. Big-time sleeper for the Warriors. Starting receiver DB, special teams return guy, 4-5 guy. A really good baseball player, too. Another good player that's an athlete is Corey Robinson from Archbishop Hannon, 5'11", about 170. Played quarterback in 2020 for the first time and looked pretty good. Second-team all-district kicker and DB in 2019 has been offered by Millsaps in Sterling College. He would be a D3 player that would be could play a number of positions, and D3 might still be a quarterback. Another great player, a sleeper as an athlete, is Timothy Hardnett from Terra. 6'1", 175, can play anywhere in the defensive backfield and wide receiver. Another big-time speed guy, Troy Jasmine from West St. John, 5'10", 175, playmaker. Big-time playmaker. Another big-time athlete is Hayes Abshar from Kaplan. Hayes is tough. 5'8", 180, 175, tough kid. Another player. There's a lot of athletes out there. Another player is Laquantian Bickham from Jules Sumner. 6'2", 180, runs 4'5". Great DB receiver for the team, could play either side of the ball. I think he's a 1AA player. Another great player from Franklin. Franklin now, we're talking close to Morgan City. Travis Zeno, 5'6", 170. A lot of speed, 4.45 or better, might be 4.4. Great player. Another, well, we're going to take a break because we finished the position. There were so many of them. But when we come back, we're going to talk about running backs, our South Louisiana team, third team running backs. When we come back, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report with Lee Burkeen. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Today's topic is the South Louisiana team, third team offense. We'll have the defense next week, and that'll be the last time we talk about any of these teams. There's a lot of kids. I hope that you're enjoying the show. There's a lot of stuff. We can't talk too much about each kid because we wouldn't get it done. And in fairness to all the kids, we just got to give just a little bit so we get everything in. And we're the only ones doing this. I think I'm the only one probably crazy enough to watch this much football, but I think people would appreciate me doing it. I think they will overall when this is over. We're going to go to running backs. Our third team South All-Louisiana offense, we're talking about running backs. And I'm going to start with Kevin Marini from Edna Carr. Here's a great stat. Anybody who started at running back at Edna Carr the last 10 years has signed a scholarship. Kevin is gifted. He's the next player that'll sign somewhere. He runs 4.4 in the 40. Man, he can fly. He's a huge piece of Edna Carr's offense that's going to try and win another state title. They're four straight since 2000. Man. He ran for 900 yards and 11 touchdowns in 19. About the same in 220. He's getting lost in the shuffle because they got so many D1 players. Another running back. Actually, this is a new kid that I'm putting him at running back because at Denham Springs High School, I think Coach was trying to find somebody that could lead the team as a running back or give him some speed. And eventually they had a couple of running backs we'll talk about in the future that have become that. But they put a kid at running back who was really a defensive end. This is how smart Britt Beard is, the head coach. I want to talk about Omari Warren. He's 6'3", 220. He moved Omari Warren from DN to running back. Not fullback, running back. Omari runs a 4.59 40 and looked phenomenal. As a DN, he looked okay. He looked the part. I think if he gets a shot at running back, Omari Warren could be phenomenal. I mean, he's 6'3", 220, 4'5", 940. And I think that's his position for college. I mean, everybody thought he'd be a linebacker, but you're just so crazy if you just tweak it some and you put a kid in a new position and he really becomes better than the position he was playing. He's received offers from Southeastern, Richmond, Nicholls State, Northwestern, Alcorn, Southern, and Lamar. I believe it. I think he should get some bigger ones before this is over. Another running back I like is Tyven Zeno from Acadiana. He backed up basically two starters last year that ran for 1,000 each. Both of those signed with Army. Zeno this year had a great year, 5'9", 190, runs a 4.5. Another great running back is Ryan Armwood from Episcopal in Baton Rouge, who had a phenomenal season. Started his career at Zachary High School. Another great player is Leonard Harris from Woodlawn in Baton Rouge. Leonard's a four-year starter. 5'9", 190 with 4.47 speed in the 40. He's quoted as saying, "I'm looking for a team that's going to treat me like family and take me in and get me to the NFL and make my dreams come true." He's an all-state track athlete. He's set many records at LSU's track facility in the state track meet. And he squats 400 pounds. Another running back I like a lot is Isaiah Jason from South Plaquemines, 5'9", 177. He reminds me a lot of his current head coach, Lyle Feet, who was a great running back at Louisiana Tech and South Plaquemines. Isaiah Jason, you got to watch him play to respect what I'm saying. I mean, he's 4'5", but he's super powerful. You know, these little short running backs now, like Clyde Edwards, hell yeah, is where they're going in the NFL. He's a great player. I like his game. He's got a chance to be a D1 guy, I think. Another great running back, if you want a big bowling ball truck running back who's got great speed, is Rezon Keller from Destrehan, 5'8", 230. That's right, 5'8", 230. The human bowling ball. I saw him play in 19 against Walker High School. He was incredible with his power. Might need to get leaned down about 220, and I think he would be a 4'5", have a little more endurance, but he's got it. You know, John Emery signed out of that school to LSU the year before. He likes Southern. He likes Penn State. He's got a lot of ability. I think he's a powerful, unique player, kind of like Clyde Edwards, short, compact, with a lot of strength. Another player from Carncroft, a running back, Treylon Prejean. Treylon is a sleeper because he shares the ball with another running back, Tavion Falk. And there's some other ones. He tore his ACL in the fifth game of the season in 19, and he still ran for 634 yards and 15 touchdowns. That's incredible. Another great running back that I saw on film from Pine High School is Ardrelic Durrell, 5'9", 200 pounds, sleeper, diamond in the rough. With speed and power. Another running back that I like is Ronald Poole from John Curtis, 5'10", 200. Ronald is now the guy. Corey Wren signed last year with Florida State. I think he did a great job. They're trying to win a state title this year. He's strong in the weight room. Cleans 275. Another running back under the radar from New Orleans is Travis Patterson from John Arrett, 5'10", 190. Travis is a four-year starter. I had a chance to see Travis when he was a freshman in person when they were playing Hanville. Has a lot of power. Another great running back from Lake Charles College Prep, Jalathan Royal. Now, this kid started before the season started because of the hurricane. He was at Washington Marion High School, which is home of Eddie Kennison that played at LSU and many others. But Jathan Royal had to transfer to Lake Charles College Prep because Washington Marion did not play this year out of Lake Charles. He's an incredible player. He's a four-year starter, his first year to start with Lake Charles College Prep. I thought he did a phenomenal job this year. He's about 5'8", about 200 pounds of muscle. He's a 4.0 kid in the classroom, 4.0 GPA. I think he's got a D1 possibility, could be 1AA definitely. He He's quoted as saying to us, my staff and me, he's quoted as saying, when looking for a college, the main things I look into is if the school has any major, the type of offense they run, and the record of the school. He models his game after Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley with the Giants. Another great player from Thibodaux High School is Ferrante Miller, 5'9", 180. Ferrante's got power, speed, got it all. You know, he actually wasn't going to come back this year and changed his mind, and I'm glad you did, Ferrante. I'm glad you played your senior year at Thibodaux because you have a ton of talent. This kid runs a legit 4.45 in the 40, and he's powerful for a guy about 175. Another great running back from Amien is David Selders, who's 5'9", 180. Just a great athlete, but a great running back prospect, I think, for 1AA or D2. Another great running back, he's on the list because he's tough and he led his team to a great year, is the running back from Archbishop Hannon, Jake D'Amato, who was MVP in All-Parish in 2019. He ran for 1,172 yards and 14 touchdowns in 2019 alone. 5'10", about 205, 200. Just a gritty kid, tough kid. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about fullbacks. Fullbacks for the third team, All-South Louisiana team, South team. I hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our topic today is our third team South All Louisiana team offense. Our defense we're going to do next Tuesday. This is a long list today. Lot of stuff. Like I said, if you want to get the information from the summer, from the team previews, get our 220 preview magazine. You can go to our website, lafootballmagazine.com. For both your North and South copy, these lists are on the internet and it's on our podcast. So don't confuse the two. I'm just trying to not confuse parents. It's also saying that on the internet, that our first team, South and North, are the only thing in the magazine that's different than what you're hearing on the podcast. The podcasts are second team and third teams. But the teams are previewed. All the kids are in the previews under the team capsules. We're going to continue on with fullbacks for our third team, South, all South Louisiana team, our third team fullbacks. A big-time fullback at Como is Sherrod Kelly. 6'2", 220, runs about a 4.6. He's still a running back, but I think he's a fullback D1. Could be a running back if he maybe got his weight down again, but has a lot of power. Average 5.75 yards a carry in 2019. When he's not playing football, he likes playing baseball, traveling, and video games. Another big-time fullback that I like, he's a tight end too, but I like him as a fullback, is Jacob Froelich from St. Paul's High School in Covington. On defense, he had 6 sacks in 2019 as a DN, but he also comes in as a tight end H-back for them this year. He has an offer from Louisiana College. He's 6'1", 240, and I think he would make a great fullback. Tough kid. Another kid at McKinley in Baton Rouge is Jermarrier Washington from Kenley, 6'2", 220, fullback. A lot of power. Great blocker. Another great fullback I think could be a D1 walk-on or 1AA walk-on. It's A.J. Alvarez from Jesuit, 6'1", 225, big-time blocker. I'd like to see him on the field every play. He can block. He's tough. He would be a good fullback. He's not really tight end size. In high school, that's what he played. Another great fullback is Zabion Boutan from Parkview Baptist, who's a DN for the team. Comes in and plays some tight end, but he's really a fullback, I think, at 5'11", 220, 225. Another great fullback is Zai Thomas from Frederick A. Douglass High School in New Orleans, 5'9", 200 pounds. Has a ton of power. He's a hidden gem, I think. Another great fullback is Jalen Smith from Chalmette, 6 foot 220. Jalen's got a lot of power and he's got good feet, but he's a great blocker. Another great fullback for college from Newman High School, Joseph Pleasant. He plays running back for the team, but I think he's more of a fullback for a small college. He's 5'9", about 210. Another great fullback. It's Sophie B. Wright in New Orleans, Chris Johnson, 5'11", 260. D tackle for the team, but also a great fullback. Man, he can block. He's the biggest fullback in the state that's got the best ability to be a D1 walk-on, probably, as a fullback. A great fullback prospect that was mostly a linebacker at Archbishop Hannon. A kid that's got a lot of potential because he's one of the strongest kids in the state is Wyatt Coffey at Archbishop Hannon, 5'9", 200 pounds. I think would make he'd be a great D3 player, but he can walk on D1 or 1AA. I think he's going to walk on D1. I do know he likes UAB in Birmingham. His dad played college football for Navy, Jason Coffey. He reminds me a lot of Kevin Stelts that played for LSU from Rummel. He was 5'8", about 220 when he signed with LSU as a walk-on. Kevin left LSU at 5'8", about 240, benching 600 pounds. You know, Wyatt is good enough to get a scholarship just in weightlifting, just in the power clean alone. Phenomenal player, man. Jason can do a lot of stuff. I'm seeing Jason Wyatt Coffey, his son. Jason was his dad who played for Navy and Catholic High Baton Rouge. Here's a kid who cleans, power cleans 335, Wyatt Coffey. Squats 550. Incredible in the weight room. He also likes Tulane, Liberty, Samford, Vanderbilt, North Carolina, Troy, Davidson, Wofford, and Furman, and there's many others. I know he wants to go D1, I know, as a walk-on. Another great fullback from Riverside Academy. He's a linebacker, DN, running back for them, is Nick Washington. I've had a chance to see this kid play for 5 years. 6'1", 245. Back when he was an eighth grader, he weighed 190 when I watched him play. You knew he was going to be a big guy. He's quoted as saying to us, "I'm looking for a program where I can show my true potential and in a place I can call home." I think he's going to be a great fullback, or he could be a DN for a D3 school or D2. Another fullback that I like a lot is Kobe Roberson from West St. John, 5'10", 230. He's a great blocker. It's kind of like having a short DN at fullback. He's just a great blocker. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our third team South offense slot receivers when we come back.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Lee Brekeen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, and get connected today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Brekeen, your host. Today's topic is our South Louisiana third team offense. There's a lot of players to talk about. A lot of these kids will go D3, D2. Some 1AA walk-ons and some D1 walk-ons, and some might sign 1AA. Some of these kids might. I've got it. There's a lot of kids we're going to talk about in this segment at slot receiver, wide receiver. This is the position where you're in the slot, and you're usually anywhere from 5'6 to about 5'10 normally, even 5'11. In college, they'll take guys 6'2 and put them in the slot if they're playmakers. But some of these guys I'm going to mention are brand new guys, guys that have caught my eye that can really roll. They can really go. They're dudes. They can play. The first kid is Tyler Cook from Archbishop Rummel, his first year to start, 5'9", 155. Why is Tyler on this list? He's fast, great hands, great routes. His first year to really play ball for Rummel, and was a main reason they were so good on offense again this year. Another player I like from watching film from Pickering, Evan Fernandez, 5'9", about 168, phenomenal hands and route running, and good, good speed, 4'5 guy. Another kid under the radar for D2 schools or D3 is Joshua Rankins from Central High School. Central High School, unbelievable player for 3 years for them. He's a great playmaker. And it's Josiah. It's Josiah Rankins is how you pronounce it. Sorry, parents. Another slot receiver that I think is a big-time player is from Jesuit High School, Max Milano. 5'8", 160, great hands, great speed. I think he would be a great D2, D3 player out of Jesuit. Another great slot receiver from Terlings Catholic is Devin Chavis. 5'10", 170, with great speed, great athlete, great guy. He could play a cornerback, too, in college. Another great slot receiver was the best playmaker on offense this year for Hahnville is Corey Lorio. 5'8", 160. Man, he can make plays. He's not big, but woo, don't tell him that. 4'5", in the 40, great hands. Played flanker for the team. That's where they needed him, but in the slot, man, he would be great in college. Even maybe a 1AA school. We're going to go ahead and talk about wide receivers now. Ty Bell from Sanamal, 6'3", 175, with great hands, tall, lean kid, got a lot of ability. Juan Banks from Central, 6'2", 185, Central High School in Baton Rouge, great frame, three-year starter. Malik Hilliard, also from Central, 6'3", 175. He's also kin to Mikel Hilliard, the baseball player at LSU from Central. Javon Davis from John Curtis, 6'1", 180, a lot of speed, late bloomer. Has an offer from Nicholls State. Also, Preston Berrigan from Jesuit, 5'11", 170, under the radar, I think, for 1AA. Could even walk on D1. Another great player from St. Thomas More, Carter Arsenault. Here's a kid with a lot of talent. We talk about Jack Besh, but Carter didn't get enough attention. He started in 19 and had a phenomenal year. He runs a 4.5 in the 40. I mean, let me just tell you stats in just 2019 alone. He had 51 catches and 812 yards and 8 touchdowns from Holstein, the quarterback last year, Caleb, who signed with Louisiana Tech. He's also a track speed guy. On the track team, he could really roll. And he's been offered by Louisiana College. I think he's a D1 guy. I really do. I think Carter's a D1 guy. He doesn't get the attention that Jack Besh gets, but I think he's D1. And then you got Carter Domain from St. Thomas More, 6'3", 190, another great player who's also a basketball player. And he committed to ULL in basketball as a point guard. Unbelievable. He's won 3 state championships in basketball and 1 in football, about to be probably 2 in football, has a 4.0 GPA. Carter Domain could be a D1 receiver if he didn't want to play basketball for UL. Another player is William Page for Holy Cross. Got a lot of talent. I still think he's a little raw, has a lot of talent, though, has some D1 stuff. Another big-time D1 receiver is Jalen Joseph from Lake Charles College Prep, who could be a slot receiver. He's an incredible player. They have 3 D1 receivers on their team. He's got a lot of talent. He had 1,129 all-purpose yards in 2019 and 52 catches and 564 yards, and that was just in 2019. Runs a legit 4.4840, and he also plays baseball and runs track. Another great receiver that's under the radar from John Aaron High School on the West Bank of New Orleans is Timothy Greer, 6'1", 190. I saw him play as a sophomore. Man, he's got a lot of talent. A lot of receivers in the state. I think he's D1. Another big-time receiver who missed some games with an injury this year for Dutchtown but has the talent to be a great player is Derek Youngblood, 6'3", 190 from Dutchtown. In 2019, I watched him. He's still a little raw, has a lot of talent to show still. I think he could be a great receiver at the 1AA level, could walk on D1. Derek has a lot of D3 offers, a lot of NAI offers. And they don't throw the ball a lot in Dutchtown's offense. You know, he had 10 catches in 219, so it's tough to gauge that, but you got to go with the way he can play and his potential. Another big-time receiver from Carver in New Orleans is Deloyd Lewis. He's a bit of an unknown, but you got to watch him play like I did. He runs a 4-5 in the 40, great routes, great size. Another receiver under the radar for Plaquemine High School is Akeem Leneau. 6'5", 180. That's still learning the game. He's still raw. I mean, a kid runs a 4-5 in the 40, but he's still learning how to catch the ball, run routes, and play the game. But he's got a lot of ability. I think once he fills out, he's going to be a big-time player. He's been offered by Lamar and Nicholls State. Another player is Quentin Garrett from Washington Marion that didn't get to play this year because of the hurricane in Lake Charles. 6'2". 170 pounds with the room to grow a lot. I think he'd be a good D2 guy. Another sleeper from Lake Charles area, Iowa High School, is Joshua Jackson. Had a chance to see Joshua play this year. 6'3", 185, a late bloomer with a lot of talent. We're going to take a break when we come back. That was it with receivers. When we come back, we're going to talk about tight ends. Tight ends coming out of high school. There aren't really a lot of them, but there's some in this group that I've seen play. And we'll talk about them when we come back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Today's topic is our Louisiana team, third team, South offense. And we're talking about tight ends this segment, tight ends. We're going to start with Dayton Richard from Crowley High School, 6'3", 215. Runs about a 4.69, 4.7, 40. Has a lot of talent, a lot of raw talent. Another kid who was a quarterback most of his career at St. Paul's is Garrett Lauterbach, 6'3", 220. I think he's got D1 hands and D1 routes and D1 speed. You got to watch Garrett. Garrett is smooth, man. He'd be a great H-back tight end for college. Has that Moss size, you know, that Thad Moss had at LSU. Played quarterback for 3 years, so he knows the offense in and out. He's also a big-time player in lacrosse. He's also strong. He can deadlift 455. He's going to be about 230 his freshman year in college and run about a 4.7. He's got a lot of talent. Another player with a lot of talent under the radar from St. John High School in Plaquemine is Caden Williams. He's one of these 4.7, 40 guys that's going to be about 220 in college. He's tall. He can run. Very much a sleeper. Another tight end that's a sleeper is Rodney Wilson, brand new player for West St. John in Edgard, Louisiana, 6'3", 215. He hasn't played a lot and has a lot of ability. Another tight end that's come on a lot, really come on, is Joe Brown. Joseph Brown, a senior from Notre Dame or Crowley High School, is 6'3", 230, great blocker, becoming a good tight end. Was a linebacker for Notre Dame, has really become a great, I think this kid's going to be a big-time blocker in college. And he runs about a 4.7 or 4.8 40. He's a Texas native that came to Notre Dame as a linebacker. And he's very gritty. I think he's going to be a big-time player. He's quoted as saying, I'm looking for a school that utilizes the tight end position. And look, in the weight room, he squats 475 pounds and benches 300. Another tight end I like a lot is a brand-new high school, Liberty. Liberty used to be called Lehigh. Liberty High School in Baton Rouge, Donovan Bell, first year to play, 6'4", 220. Another great player from East Beauregard in Lake Charles, Peyton Ardwan, 6'2", 225, a lot of ability as a blocker, I think. And another tight end, Davian Sinclair from East St. John, 6'1", 225, great speed, 4'7", good hands. And one more tight end. He's a fullback for his team, but I put him as a tight end. Is Spencer George. Spencer George's from Archbishop Hannon High School. in Covington, Louisiana, 6 foot, 215 pounds. I think Spencer's a very good blocker, and he did whatever the team asked of him as a DN or as a wherever they needed him. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about offensive tackles in the state for our all-South Louisiana third-team offense. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Today's topic is our All-Louisiana South third-team offense. Man, it's a big list. And the defense is going to be maybe even bigger, which we'll do next Tuesday. Tomorrow's show is a great show. We've got head coach Scott Watney from Catholic and New Iberia High School, one of the great programs in Louisiana. Be sure to listen to tomorrow's show, tomorrow Friday's show. We're going to continue with our All-South Louisiana third-team offense. We're going to talk about offensive tackles. These are the guys in the trenches that don't ever get any respect, you know, like Rodney Dangerfield. No respect. But if you're too young to really remember who Rodney Dangerfield is, please, some of our older people, tell them. Our third-team offensive tackles is Zane Wrigley from Fountain Blue. 6'4", 250. Now, he plays D-line for Fountain Blue, but I think he's an offensive lineman for college. Zane is 6'4", like I said, 250, could be 265, 270, easy, very lean, very strong kid. I think he could take the feet and effort and his ability to the O-line and be a really good player, especially 1AA and maybe D1. Another player under the radar that I think if he walked on to a small D1 school would be a starter is from Notre Dame McCrowley, Dustin Zombreaker, who's a very tall, 6'4", about 235, and very strong and quick. And he'll be 280 easily in about 2 years. Another player that's really come on, but I think he's got a lot more to show. He's a late bloomer from Archbishop Rommel, is Nick Perkins, 6'5", 304 in weight. I just like to see Nick could be a little more dominant. I think he's got a lot of ability. And he's just young. He's a young senior, so there's a lot more to show. He's really raw. Another great player from Denham Springs High School in Baton Rouge I've had a chance to see play for 3 years is a kid by the name of Trey Harrell. 6'5", 280, long arms, long legs, and very lean for 280. Could be 320, easy. I think he's got D1 stuff. He's just raw right now. He's still getting there. And once he does, he's going to be a great player. He grew up loving LSU. Another big-time player in Baton Rouge that's really under the radar again because he's still learning how to play football is Kyron Ely from Central High School, 6'4", 280. He's very lean, very athletic. Just needs to get a little stronger. Just keep getting better because he could be a D1 O-lineman, I think. He's got the feet to be a tackle. And he benches 365. He grew up loving LSU, the Tigers. Another great tackle in the Lafayette area who just needs more weight is Joshua Barber from Turlings Catholic. He started his high school career at Westminster in Opelousas. He's all a 6'6", maybe 6'6½", 230, and he gained 20 pounds just for this year. And he moves really well. I think he'll be about 280 one day, but it's just the weight's coming on late. Another great tackle, I think, for college on the third team offensive tackles is Jarrett Chapman from Edna Carr. 6'6", 300 pounds. Man, he's tough. He's strong, too. He squats 430 pounds. He likes Arizona State. Another big-time offensive tackle, I think he's under the radar, is from Mandeville. I had a chance to see this kid play a year ago. It's Ryan Ibrahim. He's been offered a couple of D3 schools. And what I like is he runs about a 12.8 in the 100 meters. I like that he put that for a guy 240 pounds. He's very lean for a guy 6'4", 235. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about offensive guards in the state of Louisiana for South Louisiana, our third-team offense. Offensive guards. We'll be right back.
So, hey guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I am your host, Lee Burkine. Today's topic is our third team South offense, all Louisiana team. There's no rankings here. Nobody's in one particular order. It's just everybody's on one team by position. And this is from watching these kids play, me personally, over the last two or three, 4 years, and some of them just a year. We're going to talk about offensive guards in this segment. We're going to start with Juan Gonzalez with John Curtis High School. Juan is 6'2", 300. He's got a lot of ability because he's got good feet. He's strong. He's a mauler type, straight ahead. Another big-time offensive guard who I like a lot is Donald Collins from Acadiana. He's really 6'1", about 290, and really can move. Real strong kid from Acadiana. That's why they're so good running the ball. Another good player on the offensive line is a guard. He plays D-line and O-line for Woodlawn of Baton Rouge is Timothy Bennett, who's 5'11", about 280, has great feet. I really think that kid's really good because he plays with a high, high motor, a lot of effort. Another kid I like, because speaking of effort and just tough, gritty, man, Live Oak High School's Britt Bates, 6'3", 290. Britt's tough. Man, he's a straight-ahead mauler. He'd make a great 1AA guard. Another player like that from St. Paul's of Covington is Nicholas Vining, who's 6'2", 270, 275, great feet, can pull, takes on multiple players every snap. Another guard who's really a tackle in high school, but he's a guard for college, is Luke Fusilier, 6'5", 330. Big guy. I think if Luke molds his body in about 310, redoes his body, I think he could be a heck of a 1AA player, maybe even D1 if he walks on. Another offensive guard, if he walked on, maybe 1AA, D1, would be Rob Quillen from Ponchatoula, 6'3", 320. And another player that caught my eye this year because he's just tough, man. I love these gritty players. It's Daniel Corville from Cecilia, 6'2", 300. Daniel, if you give Daniel a chance, I think he'd make a great 1AA offensive guard. He's just strong, man, strong as an ox and mean. Another great player whose dad played for Tulane back in the day, and he transferred from DeRidder a year ago for Southside High School in Youngsville, is Zachary Messiner. Zachary is 6'4", 285, with long arms. He's got the frame, and he could be a D1 guy, just like his dad that played at Tulane. I think Zachary's got a lot of ability. Another player I like from Dutchtown, a four-year starter by the name of Reed Davis, 6'3", 275, really tough, gritty kid. Another player from Estruma in Baton Rouge, Cedric Johnson, 6'2", 340. Has good feet, good power. Another player who started his career at Brule. He's now at Zachary. Brody Reach, 6'4", 315. He's also a wrestler, so he's going to have good hands and feet. You know, Brody, I thought, was one of the top offensive guards last year at Brule High School, transferred his senior year to play at Zachary. He's quoted as saying, in the school, I'm looking for a good campus and the best opportunity to get a degree and a team I can bond with. Squats 425 pounds. Another sleeper that nobody's talking about is at Morgan City High School, a guard by the name of Garrett Oquin, 6'2", 270. Tough kid, good feet. Another player that's underrated. You got it, and I'm not making this up. There's people that will call in and tell you this. Hanson Memorial High School, which is not, they've never really had any D1 players until this year. And I think this kid's D1, Brant Poniff, 6'4", 260, offensive lineman. Played D-line for him. He has got great feet, and he's tough. Tough. They need, colleges need to watch film on all these schools like I'm doing. another great offensive guard for college. He's a tackle for his team in Ascension Episcopal, Clay Ancelet, who's 6'4", 290. He started as a true freshman back when he was 6'4", about 225. I saw him play then. He likes Air Force and Yale and McNeese in Columbia and Southeastern. They've all offered him. Another great player that didn't get to play this year because of the hurricane in Lake Charles at Washington Marion High School. I think the player with the most upside from the school is Tariq Ballard. 6'4", 280, plays D-line and O-line for this team. And I know the kid did not get to play this year, but he's got a lot of ability. Another player from a small high school in Hammond, Louisiana, at St. Thomas Aquinas High School, Hunter Bajul, 6'1", 320, four-year starter. Squats 455 pounds. Likes Tulane a lot. Also likes Millsaps. Another player from Karen Crow as an offensive guard for college is Trenton Jolivet, 6'1", 280. Big-time player, man. You got to watch him. He pulls. He goes after everybody. Another player from a small high school, Bowling Green. Bowling Green in Franklinton, Louisiana. George Noble, 6'4", 285. Big-time player. Good feet. Strong kid. Another offensive guard from Edna Carr. Man, they got a great O-line. Kenneth Nichols, 6'2", 283. He's been offered by some good schools like Louisiana College. He's been offered by Memphis. He's strong. He benches 325 pounds. Another big-time offensive guard out of New Orleans, out of Kip Booker T. Washington, is Ashton Miles. 6'3", 305, has been offered by South Alabama. He grew up like an Alabama and LSU and Clemson and Georgia Tech. Another great player that I like, I just like the guy in high school. I think he gives a lot of effort, is Jacob Chamberlain from Thibodeau. 6'2", get this, 340 pounds. And look, Jacob gives you a lot of effort too. A lot of the guys that are usually that big, they don't give you that effort, but he does. He likes Nichols State. He wants to attend Nichols State, but he's going to see if he gets anything else. And he's strong. He benches 305. Another offensive guard for the next level, a sleeper from Rose Pine in DeRidder, Louisiana, or around Leesville, DeRidder, is Wylan Leslie, 6'1", 270. I think this kid's phenomenally strong and mean. I watched him play this year and last year. Another offensive guard from Brule High School around Baton Rouge, Trent Bauer, 6'3", 300. Another player from Brother Martin in New Orleans High School, Saul Kansas. If I butcher this, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, but Saul Kansas, 5'11", 275 from Brother Martin, really big-time player, tough kid. Another player from Albany High School, Albany around Tangibo Parish, Cody Lundy, 6'2", 240. Great feet. Another player from Liberty High School, which used to be called Lehigh in Baton Rouge, Derek Hall, 6'3", 270. Man, this guy's got a lot of ability. First year to play football. Another offensive guard. There's a lot of them. Is Latayus Nichols from A-Meet, 6'2", 290, 300. Great feet, tough. Another kid at offensive guard is Brandon Maryland Jr. from A-Meet, 5'11", 280. Another kid that I like a lot, I think he could go D1, is Charles Constantino, 6'2", 320 at East St. John, four-year starter. There's Danny DeHart from Terrebonne, 6'3", 350, tough kid, four-year starter. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our centers for the next level on the offensive line. Centers. These are your leaders, your smart guys, the guys that line up everybody. They call all the pulls. They call all the plays. They're important pieces of the offense. And some guys I'm putting at center that aren't necessarily centers in high school but might become centers in college. We'll be right back.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Lee Brekeen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, and get connected today.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Kind of losing my voice. It's a lot of stuff. We're going over our third team, All-Louisiana South team offense. And we're going to continue on the offensive line with our centers for college. These are guys that, you know, they just don't get a lot of publicity. Most of these offensive linemen don't. I'm mentioning them today, guys that I've seen play on film and in person. We're going to start with our first center. His name is John Drake from John Curtis, 6'2", 265. John's a three-year starter that's got a lot of ability. He's a leader. I like his intensity. I like his feet. He's a mauler. He takes on several kids every play. He's got a high IQ of the game as an O-lineman. Uses his hands well. He's 6'2", 280. Benches 315. Has a 4.0 GPA, 34 in his ACT. He's also, when he's not playing football, he's also in the school's FCA Interact Club. I think John could be with the D1 school, the right one. He's definitely 1AA. There's other centers. There's a lot of them. The next center is Caleb Hagan from E.D. White High School. He plays a lot of defensive end for his team, played O-line. I think he would be a center in college. He had to play where they needed him at E.D. White. Caleb's about 6'1", about 225, 230, with quick feet. Needs to gain a little more weight, but he will. Another center that I like a lot from Covington is Jox Pendergrast, 6', 230 pounds, good feet, intense kid. Another kid I like a lot is Damon Thompson from Opelousas. I had a chance to see Opelousas play in person this year. Damon plays D-tackle, too, and he's 6'1", 290, has great feet. I think he could be a D1 guy, definitely a 1AA starter. Peyton Elliott from Westlake High School in Lake Charles, 6', 260, I think he's a tough, gritty kid. Jake Murphy from Jesuit. I like Jake Murphy, 5'11", 245, tough kid, good feet. George Jackson, a center from McDonough, 35. Probably the shortest offensive lineman I'm going to talk about. He's 5'9", about 270, but don't be fooled by that. He said he's 5'10". Okay, we'll go 5'10 or 5'9", but he is phenomenal. This kid he's all over the place with effort. He's wanting to major in accounting in college. He squats over 500 pounds. I think George would make a great 1AA center. Centers don't have to be that tall. Continuing on, the next center is Elijah Jones from Kentwood. Elijah's about 6', 280. Has a 3.8 GPA. Smart kid. Tough. Quick feet. All these kids have quick feet. That's what you need to play center. You got to be quick off the snap. Another great center whose dad's a coach is Eli Taffy at Destrehan. His dad coached for many years at Riverside, and his dad's the O-line coach at his school, Destrehan. Eli's 6', 280 with great hands. You can tell he knows the game from his dad. He squats 505, and he's got good feet. He throws a shot put for the track team. Another great center prospect at McDonough 35 is Kyle Cooper. Kyle's 6'3", 290. Super strong, man. This guy's strong as an ox. He's got a lot of ability. I watched him against Baker High School in 2019 in the playoffs. He showed me a lot. Another great center prospect who plays guard for St. Aug, the Purple Knights in New Orleans, is Samaji Payton, who I think is a D1 center. 6'1", 280, great feet, super strong, upper and lower body, great, great, can pull, can do it all. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about kickers. That's right. Our third team, all South Louisiana offense kickers. You got to have a good kicker to win these close games. We'll be right back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen. This is kickers, this topic today. We're finishing our third team All-Louisiana South offense for the south part of the state. And we're going to start with kicker with Jake Letts from Ponchatoula. 6'2", 185. He'll be a four-year starter. He did start 4 years this year. Benches 240 pounds. Squats 290, which is pretty good for a kicker. I think he's got a cannon leg. They didn't really need to kick a lot of field goals. They scored so much at Ponchatoula with Hank Turney in their offense. Another kicker that's big time, I think, has really come on his senior year is Logan Fletcher from Zachary High School. Logan's 5'10", 170. He made 49 out of 52 extra points in 2019, his first year to start. He grew up loving LSU and Southeastern and UL. He's also a guy that I think his consistency is going to make him successful at the next level. He's got the leg to kick him almost 50 yards. Another kicker who had a great career, four-year starter at Episcopal in Baton Rouge, is Parker Sanchez. Parker, 6 foot, 165, very consistent, strong leg. I think he can play 1AA ball. He likes Houston and LSU. He grew up loving those two schools. He says, quote, "I'm looking for a good football program and a good location. If you go to LSU, you'll be right by the house." His favorite LSU player and favorite player of all time is Joe Burrow. Another kicker is Daniel Ballesteros from Frederick A. Douglass High School, 5'11", 180, cannon leg. I've seen this kid kick. He can do it. He can kick him up to 50 yards, extra points, he's money, and I think he'd make a great 1AA kicker. Another kicker on the third team South, All-Louisiana team, is Braxton Gilbo from Southside in Youngsville. We had his dad on the other day. Actually, yesterday we had his dad on, Kevin Gilbo. But Braxton Gilbo is 5'9 and a half, about 175. He's got the leg to kick 60-yard field goals. He just needs to be a little more consistent. He's got all the ability you look for, and he could be a punter for 1AA. He probably have to walk on D1 and probably walk on 1AA, but would be a great kicker punter for a lot of colleges. He's got the high IQ from his dad's background. His dad was a punter at USL. He's had some interest in Arkansas Monticello. He grew up loving LSU and Tulane and Louisiana Tech, UL and Southeastern. He's quoted as saying, "I'm looking for a good academic program and a good overall football program." And he squats 355. Another kicker that's really good from the Lafayette area is Nick Butte from Catholic of New Iberia. I like how he kicks the ball in the end zone most of the time. Another great kicker is Zach Dollar from Lakeshore High School on the North Shore. Zach has got a cannon leg, a late bloomer. Another late bloomer, one-year starter, Archbishop Rommel in New Orleans, the Rommel Raiders, is Ethan Klapich, 6'1", 170. This guy is just money. I mean, another one-year guy. Another kicker who's a three-year starter from Dunham in Baton Rouge is Charlie Hayes. Charlie's impressed me. He's calm and collective, and he's been doing that since he was a sophomore. We're going to go ahead and finish out with our third-team long snappers for our South, All-Louisiana South team. And we start with Boyd Gray from Notre Dame of Crowley. Boyd is a center. He's an iron man of sorts. He's about 5'8", about 210, 200. He's just pure toughness, man. He had every snap in every game of 219. He snapped every ball of every down in 219 and 220. He squats 405 pounds, a great leader. I think he'd make a great walk-on long snapper to a D2 or 1AA school. One other kid from Lutcher High School, A great long snapper, a sleeper, 5'9", 225 pounds, is Jacob Rizzuto from Lutcher High School. Really, really good long snapper for the team, an offensive lineman. And he's also on the track team. He's just like Gray from Notre Dame. And I think he's got a great chance to be a great long snapper in college from Lutcher High School, Jacob Rizzuto. That's going to be today's show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, if you want to get the first team all Louisiana South and North, offense and defense, the first team. The second and third teams are just on the podcast and our website. But you can get the magazine, which has all the teams previewed. Most of the kids we talked about today are in the magazine. Not on a team, but they're in the magazine where we profile the teams and talk about the teams in depth. Now, this was printed in September, but it's still good because we got all the colleges in it from Louisiana, and half of the colleges are going to be starting football and really soon, which is crazy. Crazy, crazy. Be sure to watch or listen to tomorrow's show, which is going to be Coach Scott Watney, the head coach at Catholic of New Iberia. Again, I hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.